Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
What do you think about Amazon being added to the Dow? And is it significant to the Dow Jones, to the stock market, that Amazon is now part of the Dow Jones?
Absolutely. I think the way that the Dow has been structured for the longest time may need to change. There are some companies in the Dow that probably need to be replaced 3 or 4 years. I know they have their process. Kudos to Dow Jones Incorporated. We'd love to be a board member, so if you have room for 3 more seats, let us know. But I think it's going to definitely help the stock. While NASDAQ has run up a lot, Dow Jones has not had the same parabolic effect. And I know that the Dow 30 is weighted to give you a lot more safety, but I think they've missed out on some of the better companies that should be in the indexing. So I do like this move. It definitely, I think, will bring a lot more eyeballs on Amazon on the institutional side.
You think
it helped the Dow? I think so. For the laggard investor,
yeah,
who was still maybe like anti-tech because they were big on utilities or oil and gas for the last, like for 60 through 80, that laggard crowd,
yeah,
it had definitely put them in some different funds that they wouldn't have been in before.
That's a good point. I wasn't thinking about the laggard crowd. You know, technology, when you talk about the laggards, we can't mention this story without saying who they replaced, right? So Walgreens, which was, I mean, when you talk about laggards,
Walgreens should have been out.
Right. It should have been out. So that yeah. I get that part. What does it do for Amazon? I'm not sure. I feel like being in the Dow for Amazon is just a prestige thing. Now they're part of the Dow 30, right? It feels like when you're an all pro, right? Like you're the greatest in the league and here's the proof. Like you've made it to the all pro team. Amazon's been great. It's the number one e-commerce company and it's the number one cloud company. And they've moved into logistics and they're going to move into healthcare. People already know what Amazon is. They're very familiar with it. Does it help the Dow from a weighted standpoint of having tech inside of it? Yeah, it's a great company. It probably should have been there already. But I don't. Does it help the stock itself? I don't know. I don't think so.
Let's look at some of the companies that's in the Dow that should have been kicked out. Like this is Teddy Bruschi list, right? Citigroup, Intel, Boeing, Merck. Dow itself is not going to be removed, but you could argue Johnson & Johnson. Amazon could have took all those slots.
Yeah.
Intel, IBM, get them both. Like
it's the old guard.
Drag Elo out of here. Come on. Like, what are we talking about? That's like when people argue that the players from the 1980s are more talented than the players today. I'm like, I don't know what basketball y'all watch, but I'm seeing kids in high school do stuff that Mitch Richmond couldn't do. And shout out to Mitch Richmond, I want to smoke. Just entertainment purposes only. This joke is written by DC Young Fly. Don't pull up on me, okay? But like even 3M, IBM, Amgen, those could have been removed long ago by Amazon. You could make the case with Dar running Uber. They should be in the Dow 30.
Yeah, just another interesting fact. And I don't know if this changes anything for Amazon, how they do business, but it joins Salesforce and Boeing as the only non-dividend paying stocks. Right. So we've seen that happen. We saw Meta, you know, buy shares back and they decide to have dividends. Will Amazon do something similar? Who knows? But that's an interesting fact to know. Yeah.
Boeing needs to replace some doors, the CEO and off the Dow list.
So let's do this.
All the above.
Let's do this before we bring our guest on. Cause you know, we talk about like topics a lot, but what's advice that you would give somebody as far as investing? Like what's some gems that's evergreen that you can give that's not like topic related or individual stock related?
Find the sector that you love to invest in the most. So if you are big into technology, big into healthcare, let's say even utilities, find a sector that you love to invest in that you're going to put money in for 10 years. Invest in the top two. If you're an entrepreneur, I would argue, unless your business is growing 100% year over year, you should put 40 to 50% of your capital into the market because you're going to get a higher yield than what you're getting out of your business. And then I think the most important thing is to not listen to anybody else on this journey, because then I think we go down the rabbit hole of, should I do options, futures, warrants, day trading, penny stocks? It's like, if you just stay focused on a path and put money into the stocks that are winning every month, you're going to be a lot better. Like we've been doing a short show for 4 years. Got to figure out what to do to celebrate, right? But for those of you who have been here since the beginning, have you made more money holding on long-term or trading? Most people have made more money long-term. So the tips are really simple, but it's really hard to do in terms of execution. And I think you should read every single day to get an edge in the market. Like when I'm reading a book, article, YouTube video, I'm trying to find one thing to give me an edge to add to my like investment bag that I didn't have the day before. So I want to be like the Kyrie. I want to do the crazy layup. So if I see derivatives fall, I want to look at the Nikkei to be able to go long and know that when they had to drop in 1984, it took them 6 or 7 years to be able to recover. And when they've been in this parabolic move to the upside for 10 or 15 years, look to add one thing to your bag every day to make you a bit better investor. And the rest is history after that if you do it. The hardest part is just sticking to the rules and not deviating.
Stay disciplined, my friends.
So how much can somebody expect to earn in the stock market if they are just starting out, or even if they like seasoned? What's a realistic number that you can say, okay, this is I'm doing good if I'm hitting this number?
That's a great question. Low end 7 to 12%. Trading and investing has considerable risk, but if you listen to me, you'd be ranging anywhere from 30 to 150%. How much are you guys up on Nvidia? Everybody put it in chat. Apple, Microsoft, AMD. You notice in the review videos, they don't clip that part up. I had a dude tell me the other day that he's never seen anybody say that they've made money with me.
Really?
Rashad, I felt like you when they start commenting about the watch thing. I'm like, what is going on with the internet? We just making up lies now. You can talk about my tonality. You can say I'm gruff at times. I'll agree to all of that. But, yeah, 30 to 80%, and if you're holding a technology stock that's like best of breed over 5 or 6 years, on average, you should expect about 200 to 300% return. And any analyst will tell you that at Citadel, J.P. Morgan, Piper, UBS, Citadel. So
you take it 7 to 12. That's better than a savings account.
Big facts.
You take it.
Big facts
every time.
And to play devil's advocate, how much could you lose? Hypothetically, worst case scenario, listen to me, you may lose 30 to 50% on Square. But for the other 45 I gave, see, I'm learning. I'm media trainer.
Accountability.
I'm not perfect. No one is, but I'm working better.
So when's the best time to invest in stocks?
Every month. Like absolute best time is depression, recession. Second best time, if the market drops 20%. Like even with Palo Alto, some people was asking me about it. I'm like, well, if you loved it at the price it was at before it dropped 30%, why don't you love it now? Why
you loved it when it doubles?
Yeah, it's like you should love it more now. And then every month or week, the market is going to correct for a stock 4 to 5%. Just buy every single month, and you'll be A-okay. Now, yeah. It's the same thing. If I ask you, okay, if you build a successful media company, how often do you got to record? I ask you, hey, what you doing today? Business as usual. Like, it's almost offensive when I ask y'all what y'all doing for the day. Working. What are you doing? Working. Yeah. You work? Yeah. Good work. Great.
We're always working.
Playing, coming up with ideas. Like, it's about the consistency. And once you do that, it's game, set, match.
Yeah. There's an emotional piece to it too, right? Like, and yes, we tell you to stay patient and nobody's going to time this, but when you do see a pullback, when you see a correction, like when you saw what happened last week leading up to the earnings, when it was like, oh my gosh, they've been saying Nvidia and now Nvidia is down to 670.
Well, that's why it's going to be fine.
You got to be in place. You have to take the initiative, right? Mm-hmm. Educate yourself, try to learn something every day. Okay. Put yourself in position.
That's the real game, yo.
Just put yourself in position so that when things like what happened on Wednesday take place, you're in proposition to take advantage of it rather than being on the sideline saying, man, I should have. Oh, man, I should have. Oh, man, I should have. Yeah, you're right. You should have, but you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Let this be a warning to you.
And then if you're not disciplined, you bought a fake Rolex, then you got to buy the girl who day trading at night. You got to pick your life, King. It's up to you. If y'all don't listen at this point, I don't even dirt you. It don't even matter. It's all going to work out.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.